Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 55 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Showers. 55 degrees.
K8LBF, K88RBP.
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint.
K8DO monitoring 33.
Good morning, 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 56 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint.
Okay, you're listening 33.
Hey, Dio, listening 33. Good morning, W8YRC.
Good morning, W8YRC, is it?
Hey, Whiskey 8, Yankee Romeo Charlie. Name is Mike. Over here in Lapeer. Our heat wave petered out there real quick. Looks like we got a... Today, it's not bad. I mean, 66 is better than winter.
Yeah, that's very sure. Very good, Mike. Pleasure to meet you. They call me Doc. And, long ago I coined a saying for Michigan. I would always say, well, this is Michigan. If you like the weather, just wait. You won't.
Yeah, that's for sure. Subjects should change. Even the weatherman gets it wrong and they still have a job. I'm not sure how that works, but... Anyway, we're just playing around in the shack. I'm not exactly sure what on the agenda today. Made a couple of FTA call contacts and then back over here studying for the extra strain in my brain.
Yeah, I've looked at the extra exam, the current one here. It's a little bit on the tough side. Because I don't do digital. So I look at the digital questions and I go, well, geez, I don't know. Then I look the answer up so that I'll sort of know, but I don't really know because I don't use the modes. And very good. Well, pleasure to meet you. It's been a long time since I talked to anybody in Lapeer. We're currently at the moment in Hemlock. The XYL had to have a procedure in Saginaw at the hospital this morning, and now she's indoors at the Senior Citizen Center here. And I have no interest in that, so I'm kind of sitting out here tinkering. This is a relatively new Baofeng handheld, the Model 8. I think it's F8HP. So far, seems to be pretty good little radio. I'm vastly surprised for the money.
Yeah, they kind of got a bad reputation. They'd say, well, they're too cheap. They must be made cheap, but sounding good. So if it works, don't complain, right? Not a bad little throw around radio. I know if you would say camping or something or hiking, but hey, whatever works, you know. Yeah, I have been studying. I was out on amateur radio probably, I don't know, I raised kids and I got a ticket, my first ticket in 1979. And then probably, I don't know, I was president of Ham Radio Club here in Lapeer for 9 years and did this, did that. So I was in it for quite a while. Then I got out of it probably, almost 20 years probably. And I got back into it. I had a TH-78 handheld, Kenwood TH-78, I think it was called. And then I had a TS-520 Kenwood. So it's Morse code and sideband. That's all I did. And so time went by, and next thing I know, I get back into it, and it's like all solid state, all, well, no tubes, what the heck? All this digital stuff, so I've been straining my brain on all that. I think I'm kind of caught up, but there's always more, you know, to learn.
Well, yeah, and it's good to learn it. It keeps the mind working and keeps you active. That's for sure. Well, yeah, it's somewhat similar. I went through hot and heavy periods and then backed away for a while. I came back to the club now, and they asked me to take on the trustee of the club. I'd been the trustee of this club 30 years ago, for gosh sakes. But anyway, so I did, and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to have to get something. If I'm going to be responsible for these repeaters, I at least got to be able to, if somebody says this or that's going on, I got to have something I can turn on. So since this was a tri-bander for $69, I said, well, golly, for how much I'm going to use it, it's just fine. But I've had it for, I don't know, 10 days now. And it's a darn nice little radio. I've got some Yaesu 2-meter handhelds and others from, you know, through the years that I've had. But the quality on this, build quality, seems to be very good. Very happy with it so far. Anyway, it's raining, and she's in there having a good time, so I'll just sit out here. And she had to have a procedure at the hospital, so she was sleeping for a while afterwards, and I used that to go through the manual on this. At first, I thought this thing was a piece of garbage as far as you know, making it work and do what you want, but after reading through the manual about 10 times in a row, it's starting to make a little sense. K-8-D-O.
Say, call K-8-D-O. Okay. That makes sense. yeah, you're in between 75 and 127. They're off 46, the Hemlock. So, I think, I know I've been by there because I've always taken 46 across, I've taken 46 all the way across to Kent City, so. I've been that way many years ago. Anyway, I'm going to go back to studying. You said $69. That paid the taxes on my radios, which I'm kicking myself, I think. That sounds pretty good, so. Oh, well. There's always something cheaper and it works just as well. I gotta get out of here. I gotta study. I'm gonna try to take a test at the next meeting. Oh, by the way, yeah, I'm the club trustee for Lapeer, so our tower's bent over right now, so we're kind of in makeshift mode right now. 7-3. I'll talk to you later. WAYRC.
Okay, very good. Before you duck away, Mike, what happened to the tower? Just wind or what?
Yeah, years ago down this county tower over by a school, probably 100-foot tower. And I don't know if it was straight line winds, tornado, but that whole area got tore up, trees down everywhere, people's yards and everything. Well, I don't know, it's been a month and a half ago maybe. So anyway, yeah, the tower folded right over. It didn't twist or nothing. It just folded. So I got a funny feeling it was straight line wind. But the shed's still there, you know. So, but it tore up that whole area. So now our tower is about half the size, and trying to find a different location. We don't have a whole lot of things real tall over here, so I'm not sure what we're up against here, what we're going to do yet.
Okay, very good. Yes, I remember that particular storm. I was worried about my stuff, too. I did have some wire antennas come down, but that was a minor issue. All right, the XYL is back, and we are headed for home. So 73 is my friend. My pleasure making your acquaintance. We'll look for you again. K-A-D-O.
Is that K-8-D-O or W-8-D-O?
It's Kilo 8. I wanted the W-8-D-O-C, but they wouldn't give it to me. They said it was taken. So they offered me this, and I took it.
Yeah, real good. Yep, I brought you up there. Real good. We'll catch up with you later. 73 W-8-Y-R-C.
K-A-D-O.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 55 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 58 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. calling Genesee County Radio. Great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 62 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 65 degrees.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KYNU.
WHCMN.
KYNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening to you. Well, time was wound around last week in New York, and this weekend you're off. How'd we do today?
Oh, it was bad. It was just nonstop 911s. I think I angered the dispatch gremlins or something.
Oh boy, that's bad today. Yeah, that's a typical Thursday there before a long weekend. Well, I guess you were due. I guess you had some. You're able to kind of sit back, do your own thing, and sit back up. I guess today wasn't one of those pent-up reserves.
No, it was 911 today, and it was just call after call after call, and I don't know. This isn't any impression of what summer's going to be like. It's just going to be bad.
I say it's probably a tune-up for it. Yeah, probably fasten your seatbelts on that one. Houses are out. School is getting close to getting out. Things to come, I guess.
Right.
your day today?
Pretty productive. Most of the week we've been doing some trimming and pruning and things like that outside the last 3 days. I'm trying to deal with doctors and my prescription again. Trying to make some contacts by radio. We've done that the last couple of 3 days. Got on a little bit, something locally here, and tried even echo late today, but no go. But that's all right. But other than that, we're doing pretty good. Enjoying the weather.
Yeah, that's right. The weather was really nice today. Supposed to get better over the weekend, so. Outside of some possible storms tomorrow, but yeah, it's going to be good. I'm glad you guys are able to enjoy a little bit outside, and there's always another time for contact. There's always somebody else on at other times, so.
W8.
Yeah, that's it. Your boats are, people are working during the day and that's okay. It's good to try the bands and get on TMR this week, but I think there's plenty of time to do these things trying to listen a little bit. Didn't get on the double nickel net the other night. Get back to it, but it's nice to get back. Nice to get back on. Enjoyed the net last night, and looking forward to tonight's net as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to tonight's net. I'm excited about it. Mike's got it tonight, so it's gonna be a good net. Did you check into Wayne County's last night?
W8.
I did, yes. They had a good net down there last night. A lot of good discussion. A lot of things going on down there. But yep, we were able to get in. Sounds like they they read us, which I'm not happy about. But I enjoyed it last evening. We were able to listen. I heard something about you went on a date last night.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, I didn't hear anything, but I went out on a date, so that was more important, and that was a lot more fun, but we enjoyed the evening, kind of spent some time together, and it was catch Mission Impossible, supposedly the last one, but we'll see. I think there's more Mission Impossible coming, but it was a good night, though. We just enjoyed each other's company and had a good night overall.
W8CM.
Yeah, WCB. Well, I'm glad for you. You guys need those date nights and those adult times together, whether it's going to a simple restaurant or going someplace in particular or places. That downtime you need, and I'm glad that you were able to spend that time together. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's definitely needed, investing in each other and spending time with each other. That's extremely important. And taking that time to get together and to hang out. So that's important. It really is. It was good. We enjoyed it.
W8.
Yes, especially as busy as you've been, a lot of work, with a lot of the marathon shifts you've been working and a lot of ARPSC activity going. Definitely that family time and, again, husband and wife time there. It's important there to connect, to communication, to fellowship, and all those things. So I'm glad for you in that way.
Okay, why are you? Yeah. It's good. It really is. And I didn't take a radio yesterday. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna leave my radio at home and got my phone on me if anything happens. But it was overall a good night. It really was. Just a good time together. So, but next time maybe I'll hop on the net there for Wayne County, but last night was important, so.
W8C.
Yeah, I agree. I was thinking about saying we left the radio at home. Probably should have done that myself back in yesteryear. You always sit down at a restaurant and somebody comes and hey, do you work for this? Or like, yeah, you know, next thing you know, they're talking about their problem or whatever. I think Bob sometimes told me, yeah, we can cut your review at home.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like I didn't want the radio to be a distraction. I usually have something on me all the time, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna leave it home, and if anything happens, I got my phone. I mean, I'm still reachable, and I've got good backup, right? You know, Mike and Paul and Wally and Ron, they're good guys. They know what they're doing. They don't need me to tell them what to do. They've got it covered. So, it was good. Like I said, I wanted that time, and my wife was very gracious about things, and she lets me play radio when I can, and so I don't wanna. Mess up on something like that. I want to be able to have that opportunity, and my wife's important, so I just want to make sure that she knows that. So I just kind of, like I said, just wanted to put all my attention towards her.
W8.
I agree in that regard. A little bit more sensitive to those things today. And, I got a phone, but if I need a radio, I've got a co-link on my phone now. So that's a nice feature. It was interesting last night. We were watching a video of Cam and wife, and we were doing soda, and she was getting or whatever.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff there. Encourage the guys, if you're married or whatever, just put your wife first, and best in your life because your wife's your best friend and she's there for you. It's pretty cool. It's good stuff.
I think that's a good perspective to keep there. You know, you got priorities of, you know, God and family and those types of things. Hobbies are good, and things that we can enjoy. Let's say, putting in the right perspective of that, just get out of order, kind of gets a little bit frustrating. That balance is not there. Kind of becomes a problem there. So it's good. You're recognizing their marriage and life as well.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Hey, guess what I'm getting?
W8.
NAWCD, what are you getting?
Okay, why I'm getting P25 radio, Motorola, 800 megahertz, or whatever the P25. I'm looking forward to it. I'm kind of excited to expand out a little bit.
Wow, well, that's pretty cool. Pretty time for you in that way. Are you saying it's the Motorola?
Yeah, it's a Motorola. It's a nice, you know, not the top of the line, but it's there. It's nice, clean. Wally picked one out for me, so I'm getting it here once he's done getting it all programmed and everything. So I'm pretty stoked about it. I'm excited about it, to be honest with you.
W.
Yeah, I'm not. Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you were able to, you know, to make that deal and all these willing to do the programming and, you know, assist you in that way. And again, it'll be a nice, addition for you. And, give you another avenue.
Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good. It'll be good. And like I said, I'm excited about it. It's pretty cool. Expanding the horizons there.
And that's for sure. Starting out with a bow fang, and you know, you got some Asus and Icom and now Motorola, man alive. Stand by and be graduating to a Kenwood here.
I don't know. I'm not too impressed with the Kenwoods. We have them at work, and I know they get thrown around, beat up, and everything else, and they don't handle too well.
Oh, okay, I was kind of wondering, you know, with your work radios, I knew that Motorola, I think, was available and Kenwoods were available. I was kind of interested to see how those held up day in and day out. You know, like they take a lot of abuse, and, you know, they're used, whether you have somebody has their own radio or, you know, just thrown in the charger and somebody else is using the battery and off they go with it. But yeah, you got a good supply there of communications that are available to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Motorola kind of hold up a little bit better than the Kenwoods. I know they, like I said, they you know, they get thrown around and everything else. But yeah, I don't know. That's interesting.
And again, a lot of the consideration too is, you know, is price, is what you're using it for, is, you know, the bells and whistles and options that you have on it. So, like I say, at the point in life, I just like to try to keep it simple if I can, and if that makes it easier in the long run. But, you know, they keep their own in that way.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Simple is good. Nice. Easy to work on, and easy to figure out and stuff. But sometimes the bells and whistles are nice. I don't know.
W-H-C-S.
Yeah, I get you there. You know, years ago, I was interested in a simple car that, you just started and it went. You know, it might have had an FM in it, but, Frank windows, didn't need an air conditioner. Power windows.
I work hard for my money, so you know what? Hey, some little bit of spoiling isn't too bad once in a while. You know, you gotta have something nice.
Yeah, that's it. You know, it's to be able to, have the heat pump or have to pay it back or whatever, and you're able to get that. If it works for you, if it falls within your needs or falls within your means, absolutely, definitely go for it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, well, Dan, I'm home. I'm going to head in here and unwind for a little bit. We got the net here in about 30 minutes or so. So I'm going to sit back, relax, and then check into the net here. But appreciate the good conversation on the way north, and appreciate you coming along. Hopefully you guys have a good night. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely, yes. Appreciate the ride along there, and let's say good conversation there tonight. But hey, the weekend awaits you there, and so definitely let you head on in and tell everyone hello and relax a little bit, enjoy the net, have some dinner, and maybe sleep in tomorrow, who knows, but tell everyone hello, 73, and the family, and say hello, catch you down the page there. NAWCB. Have a great evening.
You too, Dan. You too. Tell Mom we said hi. And 73s and 88s to Mom. KAYNU, sir.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
All stations, this is KYNU, the ARPSC net. Start in about 10 minutes.
Attention stations, I briefly tease the Macomb County ARPSC net will start in about 10 minutes.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 64 degrees, penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, repeater Flint, The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 61 degrees. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 59 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WHCMN, Flint. WHCMN, Repeater Flint.